Hello, dear friends. Good morning and welcome to a new episode on these English lessons. And it's been quite a while. I think the last episode we had was about 5 days ago. But in spite of the busy moment that we are having at the beginning of this year, we will always do everything to bring you a new episode. So you're welcome to a new episode, which is episode 063. Episode 063 is coming to you today, Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. I have to learn to say 2019 because this morning during my class, I was saying 2018 and the students were correcting me to say, no, this is 2019. At the beginning of a new year, it takes a little bit of time to adjust and get used to saying the new year. So you're welcome to this new episode. It's 2019 and the year is already moving on. We are already 9 days into the new year and hopefully you have set your new year goals. Last time I announced that we will be having an episode whereby students and listeners to this podcast will be expected to share their New Year goals. So I'm going to take that announcement again. We will have an episode, a special episode, in which we will discuss New Year goals. So for those of you who have not yet sent in your New Year goals, you still have time to do that. You can send in your New Year goals by email, and my email is out there. Everybody can see it. It's f-writers@hotmail.com. F, like for fish, and then dash, and then writers@hotmail.com. So you can always send me a comment by email. And for those who listen directly from this platform, Anchor, you can also send in your comments. There is a comment box. You can send in an audio comment or you can just type your comment and send. Those who are on WeChat with me, you can send your comments to my WeChat or to the WeChat group. I have an English learning group on WeChat. You can always send your comments there so we can include your New Year goals to the episodes that we are going to concentrate on sharing New Year goals. So that was the announcement. And then we have to get back to our ongoing series. Our ongoing series is on connectives or linking words or discourse markers. These are the kind of words that we are discussing in our ongoing series. And the objective is to help you English learners build more impressive sentences to be able to connect ideas, several ideas in one within one sentence. So we've been discussing this in the past two episodes, and this episode we're going to look at a new group of connectives. In the last episode, we looked at connectives that are for sequencing. We talked about a group of words that you use when you want to talk about a series of things that come in order, in a certain order. So we looked at words as firstly, secondly, initially, next, and then. This kind of words, we discussed them in the last episode. So if you didn't listen to that episode, you can still go back and listen to it. In today's episode, we'll be focusing on a new set of connectives. And these connectives will be the ones that are used to add ideas onto an initial idea. So usually when you start talking about something, you present maybe a first point, you present a first idea, and then maybe you have more points to support that main idea that you started. So it's not a new point. In sequencing, you're talking about a series of things that come in order. Firstly, you put the rice in the pot. Secondly, you turn on the stove. And then thirdly, you add some water. And then fifthly, you add some salt. That is sequencing, a series of things that you do. But in this series, in this episode today, we'll be looking at words that are to add more information to a main idea that you started with. So usually you talk about a main idea. Let's say, for example, Sam did not get a good score in the test. Sam did not get a good score in the test because he is a lazy boy. This is the main idea. Sam did not get a good idea in the test because he is a lazy boy. And now I want to add more information to support that main point. Sam is a lazy boy, but that's not the only thing that made him to get a low score in the test. So now I need to add some more information, and I could then use words like, in addition to that, meaning that in addition to the fact that he is a lazy boy, he doesn't go to class. That's another idea to add to the fact that he's a lazy boy. He does not go to class. And furthermore, he refuses to join any study group. He refuses to join any study group. Further still, I'm adding more ideas. Further still, he doesn't have the English textbook. So I can look for more and more ideas that will add to the main idea that he is a lazy boy, which led him to get a low score in the test. So I can use words like and, also, in addition, furthermore, as well as, and then. So you can keep using words. Another one is moreover. So let me take the list again. You can write down if you have your notebook there. These are words that help you to add more ideas to a main idea that is introduced at the beginning of a speech. So, and, also, in addition, furthermore, sometimes we also say further still, furthermore, and further still, as well as, and then. So you use this to add more ideas to a main idea. Now you can practice on your own. First, you need to say, you need to get something that happened. For example, someone is sick and cannot come to work. A colleague is sick and cannot come to work. Now you look for more ideas to support the fact that this colleague cannot come to work. So not only is he sick, he cannot come to work because the weather is very bad, his car is broken, he doesn't have the key to the office. There could be some other reasons that explain why this colleague cannot come to work today. So you can build your own small paragraph. The best way to practice this is to make it a paragraph. So it's not just like one sentence. If you want to practice words that add ideas to a main idea, you need to take something like a paragraph, because in a paragraph, we discussed that in one episode a long time ago. We see that in a paragraph, you have what is called the topic sentence in the paragraph, and then you add ideas to support that topic sentence. So if you want to practice this group of words, you can use a paragraph. You can start your own paragraph and then see how many connectives you can use to add more ideas to the main idea. So it should be a paragraph that states something that has happened or something that is going to happen for a particular reason. Then you can add more reasons to support that main reason. So just before we go, you have and, also, in addition, further, furthermore, or further still, as well as, and then. That will take us to the end of this episode. 10 minutes are up, and this is Teacher D signing off. I'll see you in the next episode. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.